Hector Cardona, Hector, H-E-C-T-O-R, Cardona, C-A-R-D-O-N-A, date of birth is 11-5-1957. This is for date of service 3-20-2023. Mr. Cardona is a 65-year-old male who is here today for initial consultation regarding his type 2 diabetes management. He was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes about 15 years ago. He also has a history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, coronary artery disease, status post 9 stents placed in his bilateral lower extremities, which was done on January 29th, 2023. The patient is also in remission from prostate cancer. For his diabetes, he is on gliburide 5 milligrams twice daily and Ozempic 0.5 milligrams once weekly. The patient is reporting that he is getting some GI side effects related to Ozempic therapy, related to constipation and nausea and vomiting. He failed Farxiga secondary to skin reaction and metformin secondary to GI reactions. His last hemoglobin A1C was 6.8%. Plan number one for his type 2 diabetes. Well, his last hemoglobin A1C was 6.8%. The patient is reporting some GI symptoms related to Ozempic therapy. Therefore, we will try to switch him to Mounjaro 2.5 milligrams once weekly and hold the Ozempic therapy. If the patient's insurance does not cover Mounjaro, then we will use the Ozempic. We will continue the gliburide 5 milligrams twice daily. I will bring the patient back in 6 to 8 weeks to reassess his glycemic control after making those changes. Next number for his vitamin D deficiency. Then next number for his vitamin D deficiency, his current level is 22. The goal of his vitamin D is to be 30 or greater. We will recommend vitamin D supplementation. Next number for his hypertension, continue current therapy. Next number for his hyperlipidemia, check a current lipid panel. Next number for his hypertension, continue current therapy. Next number for his coronary artery disease, the patient is closely followed by his cardiologist. Next number, the patient was advised to maintain a low glycemic index diet. He was also advised to maintain physical activity at least 3 days a week. The patient has a long history of smoking, and therefore he has impaired lung capacity, and he needs to be conditioned again, as at this point the patient gets shortness of breath with activity. He has had a cardiac evaluation, and he is cleared from a cardiac standpoint. However, the patient does need some therapy in order to rebuild his strength. Thank you for allowing me to participate in his management.